work for, so. Come on out, get a hamburger, hot dog. And that'll be on the side.
Call this Commissioner's Court to order, deal 9:30 on the 28th. We have a forum present. Please join me for our pledges and prayer.
June 7th.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one indivisible.
Lord, the country blesses the blessings you provide. We just thank you for the good rains that we've had, Lord. We thank you for the protection from the storms. God, we lift up our country to you today. We just pray for our leadership. We pray that they would see it. We pray that we come together as a patriotic unity again in our country. Lord, I just want to lift up our state and now our county.
Any questions or any other discussion?
Business of the day. I just pray by general, we send proof by the yield to Jesus' protection is proof by law.
I'm required to consider possible proof of Clay County Memorial Hospital payroll. Motion made by Reddick.
Item number two, court to approve minutes from previous meeting.
Motion made by Jack.
Shelby by general consent approval.
Seeing no objection, it's approved by vote.
Shelby by general consent approval.
Seeing no objection, it's approved by vote.
Approve all accounts and court to consider possible proof of paying the bills at Lady on Clay County Memorial Hospital.
Motion made by Reddick.
Seconded by Jack. Any discussion on item budget amendments?
Yes.
Okay.
Shelby by general consent approval.
Motion made by.
Seeing no objection, it is approved by vote.
Discussion.
Item seven.
Shelby by general consent approval.
Seeing no objection. Item eight, court to consider, well, let me out there, ask anybody needing action on.
Court to consider possibly proof paying the bills at Lady on Clay County Memorial Hospital.
Motion made by Jack.
And ten.
Is there no action on level update and what's happening at hospital?
Do we have anyone signed up for that?
May 1st.
We do not.
Okay, no action on 12. County judge to give updates, provide information regarding meetings and events concerning Clay County.
We have our Walker Bill Health.
Jim, if you want us about the hospital and all the events going on there. I would tell you that on May 1st, which is also on Thursday, is the National Day of Prayer. And there'll be a group gathered in the courthouse and pray at noon. So we invite anyone that would like to be a part of that to join us at random before turn. I imagine maybe around the flags would be the appropriate place to do that.
We're having a hospital.
Item number 14, court to discuss and take any action concerning the burn ban. Anyone feel a need for a burn ban? I don't think you can burn pasture right now if you wanted to. And if you did, the fire truck would sure get stuck trying to put it burn.
There are a lot of volunteer fire department fundraisers coming up and they're just popping up everywhere. So please look at your volunteer fire department's Facebook pages and look for flyers and postings in your community.
Absolutely. That's a great idea. Vaxtai had theirs last Saturday. It was well attended and they just did a wonderful job and it's always enjoyable. Item 15, court to consider and possibly approve any departmental reports. I believe our district clerk is the only one that I saw.
Yes, sir.
So we need a motion to approve that.
Right.
Motion made by Ben.
Second.
Seconded by Reddick. Any discussion? Shelby by general consent approval. Seeing no objection, approved by vote. Let's see, we don't have the monthly report for treasurer and auditor at this meeting.
Yes, the auditors.
The auditors? I missed that somehow. Okay. So item 17, court to consider and possibly approve the county auditor's monthly report.
Make the motion.
Motion is made by Reddick.
Second.
Seconded by Ben. Any discussion? Shelby by general consent approval. Seeing no objection, it's approved by vote.
Daniel, was that yours that you brought in earlier?
Item 18, court to hear an update concerning courthouse roof project to consider and possibly approve any item necessary for the courthouse roof replacement. And Jack, I'll kind of turn that over to you.
Well, we had our OAC meeting last week. We're on course pretty good for a timeframe. They're almost done. Keep hearing that every couple of weeks with the dome. They don't like much being having the dome complete. Really, other than that, the only other thing that was the discussed, and it's not on here, but was the painting the trim around it, and with the bid that came in, we're not really ready to pull the trigger on that part of it. But as far as the roof, I don't, the electrical, he informed us they may be a little bit getting into our June timeline for they're waiting on lights. They're waiting on the actual fixtures. So he indicated that might get us into the June part of it as far as what we had.
It was June 15th, yes, what I remember being the.
But, you know, really other than that, they're, once they complete the dome and get the scaffolding out of the way, it has to be out of the way from the finished the sides. They've almost got all the siding up on the ends, and I think the windows are pretty much done, the restoration on those windows. But the sides will go fairly fast that once they get scaffolding out of the way. But the only thing we may be hung up on is the electrical. And, you know, we did say $20,000. They come back with a $20,000 less bid by being able to use some of the conduit and existing things that are there that they didn't have to replace. So at least we saved $20,000 on that. So, I mean, I don't know.
Ladder inside, they're waiting on it.
Yeah, waiting on their ladder for inside the dome.
It's being probably finished.
But really, other than that,
seems like everything's pretty close to schedule. The weather, they're having to play it by ear, of course.
Yeah, between the rain and the wind, you know, they've lost some days. But I'm trying to stay optimistic. I think we're on schedule pretty good.
Notice they're working every day over there.
Yeah,
there's not a day goes by and don't see somebody there.
No, and they're kind of. Also, they're helping with the morale by keeping music loud enough around the square.
That is true. We like that a lot.
Yeah, man, that's something we should have did years ago.
Well, we actually have a speaker system over there. We could channel it through that if when they're gone, we could continue that. So.
But other than that, it looks like we're in good shape for right now.
All right. Anything
Lord,
else?
Lord, Lee, point out we have two change orders. Is that going to be on the
Yeah, did not see that.
Yes. Yeah, we do have that under consideration. I mean, we have the bid if y'all want to take it up.
Is
that on this item or is that going to be on number 19?
19.
To talk about this, okay.
Yeah, that's what that was on.
Yes, sir. All right. Anything else? All right, 19, court considering possible approve any bids concerning the renovation of the 97th District Courthouse. All right, motion is made by Ben, seconded by Jack. And kind of explain what we're talking about here, please. We're here for discussions, and tell us what we got.
There's two more change orders on there. Let's see, we have the...
And what I'm reading here is... cost to repaint the courthouse cornice and wood.
Right, that's what I was.
And that's a new word for me. Frizz,
F-R-I-E-Z-E. No, I'm not in favor of that right now. So.
Yeah,
there were $2,000.
The other was. It was for the annex removal. And
there was another one.
Okay, so which one specifically are you wanting to consider?
The annex removal is the $5,908 dollar amount, and the electrical to the elevator, $4,964.
The demo is it's going to be $4,900 if you use the contingency, so you don't have the overhead.
Yes, that would be it. Okay.
$4,900 even.
Yes. Okay. So I think I'll approve up to $7,000 at one point to go ahead to get the bid, but it is coming at $4,900.
Well, now wait a minute. Let's. Was that not just for electrical?
No, the electrical.
The electrical is $4,117.
Okay.
There's two.
Both four.
Yeah.
So on those, if we use the contingency, we don't do the bond insurance. And,
right.
Right. the difference.
But those, the main thing we're gonna have to worry about with the annex removal, their guys are good, wait talks for the next 4 weeks. We'll have to make sure there's no court over there during that time, and it should go wait talk pretty quick. But we need to get with Scott Graham and make sure they're there day of, pretty much, because we have to start plugging some holes as soon as we get that thing.
Well, yeah, but first thing, we're gonna have to get her moved out of there.
Yes.
That needs to happen, like, this week.
They moved the office, is gone, and I guess whatever's left in that room is, needs to be moved now.
Yes.
And the way they talked to us, they need to do this week with me here.
Yeah.
So we just need to schedule this to where we have all parties kind of on board. And of course, we've got wonderful weather to worry about too, but it's gonna take a little bit of, we're gonna have to schedule where everybody's kind of together on this.
So just to be clear, what are we putting on the what is our motion right now?
Basically to accept these two change orders, I'll assume, and
number
then.
Number four, number five.
Yes,
number four and five change order is what we all need to worry about right now.
Okay, and that's your motion?
Yes.
Both change orders. And what was the total on that?
$4,941.17.
What are they for?
One is for the removal of the annex, the other is for the electrical for the elevator.
Gotcha. Okay, very good. Any other discussion? Shall we, by general consent, approve? Seeing no objection, is approved 5-0. All right, any other bids that we want to consider at this time?
I make a motion that we open discussion on the cornice painting. That is another change order. Did they give us a change order? Actual number?
Three.
Yes, they did.
Change order three.
That was three.
That's the one that's around
120,216.
We have 60,000.
I'm making the motion to open this for discussion.
Second.
All right, so motion is made that we discuss the change order request number three, which is dealing with to repaint the courthouse cornice and frizz. And it's 120,216 total. So it's now open for discussion.
That number sounded astronomical to me at first. It's still very high. I don't know if it's something that we want to jump into right this second, but it was clarified. I stepped in for Chase while he was going to school at the OAC meeting last week with Jack. Found out a lot more about why that number is that high. It's extremely labor intensive. They're going to be doing all of this off of lifts. He said that that's the biggest metal cornice he's ever seen, and he's done a lot of courthouses. It's when you actually are standing there 3 feet from it, he said it is a monster. And as far as linear feet, do you remember the linear feet that he said? It's a lot.
Four.
And that's scraping off the what's loose, sanding the rest of it down to bare metal, priming it, and then two coats of paint that would last a long time. It's still a very high number, but it makes a lot more sense when you know exactly what's entailed with it. It's not something we have to do right now, but just to give a little bit more clarification on why that number is that high. What do y'all?
So we'll not do an impact the durability of it until we?
No.
Probably so.
No, it'll be what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
And it's really not that obvious unless you're up there. Like, no. If you're standing directly under it, you can see that it needs some work. But as far as standing out from the road and looking up, it's not going to just be a complete eyesore.
I didn't notice it that much till I went up the scaffolding up there right next to it, actually. And right next to it, you're looking at it, like, yeah, that's pretty rough. But, you know, there's 60,000 something now in contingency, but, and the contractor kind of, you know, thought, well, we might could use that towards it, but I think the general, our thought process, we're not wanting to dip into that too much at this point. And if we wait till the big grant, the full restoration grant, that would, you know, it's still going to cost more at that point, but we would be getting the state's part of doing that. So, I don't know. My thinking is just to not worry about it right now. Since it come in that much money, we don't really have that just to pour into it. So, I think it'll have to be all right.
Any other discussion?
I think that what I understood, they stuck $100 million in that grant fund for this next biennial.
Typically they're $10 million grants.
Yeah, but I talked to several counties last week that went over and they picked up the tab.
Oh, okay. That's good to know. I know they always put extra in for emergencies when they have emergency situations. So.
You know, something that went over to finish the project. They went over the $10 million and they did.
So here's what I think I'm hearing is now we know how much it's going to cost now. Is it true then that the scaffolding is not necessary for this project?
Correct.
And it's, matter of fact, they'd have to move the scaffolding, I guess, to do it. I guess my one question is, would we need to get other quotes for this, other bids on this as well?
Not if we go through the change order process.
Yeah.
If we don't, then we would.
Okay.
Okay. I just think for right now, maybe we're just going to have to. I think
truthfully, and I'm not saying anything against Premier because I seem like they're really doing a good job, but when you're talking that kind of money, I'd kind of feel more comfortable getting a few more eyes on it. We might find somebody that can do it.
And I guess my one question would be, we've got this beautiful new roof on it, and will people look at it and go, oh man, why didn't they fix the
That's what we're saying. You're driving around the road,
you don't notice it
hardly. Of course, okay. If you get right up there and you're just looking at that, yeah, you're going to notice it. But okay. I don't.
But you're also going to notice a lot of stuff on there because the whole thing needs
restored. If you want to really go to look.
There is that. Yeah, nobody wants to really look. I don't think that's true. So
maybe we need to get a sign up in front of the courthouse that we put down in it so I can, you know.
We ran out of money right here.
Work in progress. I only got some better.
That's not better.
All right, so I think the motion was to discuss. We've done that. No further action is necessary. Is that correct?
We still have.
Okay.
Did we approve it?
No action.
It was open for.
We discussed.
We approved the 3-4. Did we approve that?
We're 4 and 5.
Oh, 4 and 5.
The 120 was gotcha. 3.
Okay. All right, so, and this was on item 19. Item 20. Court to consider and possibly approve Clay County Memorial Hospital audit engagement letter from D and Company LLP CPA. Need a motion for that?
I'll make the motion.
All right, motion by Beretta.
Second.
Seconded by Chase.
Yay, Chase.
If he ever speaks up, I'm going to take it. I'll tell you for sure. Right. I want him on the
make sure I was here.
In
I
minutes.
I got my one today.
All right, now open for discussion. You've seen the letter. Jim, is there anything you can tell us about it that we need to know?
No, well, they're just, what they're doing is they're breaking up in two sections when they come in. The first half, we've been 6 months. And so when they come in to do it at the end of the year, they'll have most of it done and that takes long. And it's not gonna cost us any more because they've already bid. We've accepted their bid, so it's not going to cost any more money to do that. They just want to come in early and start it early.
All right. We like that.
So since we got it for discussion, where are we kind of financially looking? I mean,
we're holding our own, probably the best way to.
I know. Well, I understand this is kind of the year that we ought to be kind of going the other direction, maybe with some of the new services we've added. Is that kind of what we're
actually,
looking at?
The one big one we've added actually is doing very well, and that's the senior living solutions, our mental health for basically the elderly, the senior population.
Was that that's limited well. To Medicare though?
It's limited to traditional Medicare.
Right.
Our goal was to have
census of 10 by the end of this fiscal year, and we're up to 8 already. So that's actually doing fairly well.
But it's just paying for itself, being a traditional Medicare program, it's just kind of paying for itself, or?
Well, it is paying for itself. The reason we limit it to traditional Medicare is because it's cost reimbursed, which means the federal government's going to, at the end of the year, they're going to look at our expenses versus what we've got, and then reimburse us if they haven't paid what they should pay. That's helped. That's the reason we do it to traditional Medicare. We open it up to Medicare Advantage, then we would probably end up losing some of that reimbursement at the end of the year. So, kind of a little game.
I know that our ambulance service is always a challenge. You know, taking steps to try to mitigate the losses on that.
We have, we have reduced our overtime quite a bit on that. So I think we're going to see a pretty good savings on that.
Good news, bad news. When we talk about legislative updates, there is a bill in both Senate and the House regarding ambulance grants for counties. And my understanding is, for counties less than 10,000, they'll get 500,000. For counties over 10,000, they'll get 350,000.
And the only bad news is
it only goes to ambulances. It does not.
I know
it
in the House, I talked to Representative Frank's guy last week. Unfortunately, the author of that legislation does not want to offer any amendments to it.
Representative King.
Yep. And I haven't heard from the Senate side of that. I tried to get a hold of Senator Hagenbuck or
Hickenboot. Good luck. You're not gonna get it.
And I haven't heard anything back from
that. Senator Springer is a co-author author of the Senate version of that, and visiting with his staff. They said that one of the reasons was there was such a challenge on Senate Bill 22 in regard to the salary portions of it and how it was problematic in commissioner's courts to get that done. So that's why King said only finances, which is good. I mean, we'll take that. We're grateful for whatever. And
that don't solve the problem.
It doesn't solve our problem.
And then I wish they'd amended the population part of that in that, because we stood by very little. So I would like to at least amend, if they could amend that part of it.
Because ambulances cost the same, it don't matter what your population is in the county. Exactly. So there's that. All right, any other discussion? Show by general consent approved. Seeing an objection, is approved, 5-0. court to consider possibly approve accepting bids for Bridge Street and exterior projects, and I believe Retta did work on that. Motion's made by Jack.
Second
by Retta. And now open for discussion.
Okay, we had originally gotten a bid from Baron Welding, and we didn't feel that the additional concrete on the ramp was necessary, and so I had him rebid it, and also Scott Graham turned in a quote also. Both the bids are bid for the exact same items, and the bid from Scott Graham came in at $81.50, and the bid for Baron Welding came in at $69.75.
All right.
What did Baron, what was he going to do as far as the steps? Repairing the steps.
So they're going to go back and they're going to cut back on the, use a concrete saw and cut back.
Right.
And then they are going to reinforce it and then pour more concrete. Each one of them is doing, had talked about doing the same repair. I didn't tell Scott what Baron was doing, and Baron, I didn't.
Right.
When I went back to him and asked him to bid it without the additional concrete, I didn't tell him what Scott had told me also. So they basically both said the same thing. The only difference between the bid between Graham Construction and Baron Welding is that Baron was going to do a little different on the corner, on the south corner, than what Graham Construction was going to do.
What did Baron, as far as filling in the three dirt spots in the mm-hmm. front, just fixing the steps, what was his?
I asked him to bid just the steps. I didn't ask him to bid the dirt.
Oh, I thought he came back with that.
You talking about the powder bid and things?
Yeah, I wanted the front.
Now, Scott did put that in his bid.
Yeah.
But that I had not asked for that in the bid.
From Baron?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, really, right now, until we get more things finished over there inside, I'm just for trying to fix the steps for now.
So, this is a safety issue. We've got events that are happening over there. We've got Pine Reunion coming up. And this is a safety issue that we are aware of. And if somebody gets hurt over there, we will get sued because it is something that we know
that's
that
why I
is
say
there.
Fix the steps for now.
He's agreeing.
Oh, you're talking about fixing the steps
yeah,
for now?
Yeah,
okay.
The steps for now, not any of that other stuff for now.
And the other stuff being the floor inside? And
no, I'm talking about outside.
Oh, outside.
Yeah, we're talking about the exterior.
This is strictly exterior.
What about sign for the place? I think there's a name for a sign people know
that's not on here for now.
Well, I'll get you a piece of plywood. You can draw one.
All right.
We can look at that next time. We talk to a couple others, I believe.
Okay. All right, we'll hold off. The next time.
If you have some other bids,
I looked for other
trying to find somebody.
I haven't found anyone. I will tell you now, this is probably mm-hmm. not part of this discussion, the one I got was $3,950 to do the big sign out front.
And that's not lighted up, correct?
Yeah. So remember that, and as I look around, I'll see if I can find others that might be willing to do that project for us as well.
So
the motion on the court right now is Retta's bid from both Baron and Graham.
Okay, Jack, did you talk to Scott?
Regarding?
This deal here. So, I mean, he bid to fill in the sidewalks too. So, I mean, we're not comparing apples to apples.
We're not comparing apples to apples because his was to fill in those dirt spots in front and fix the steps.
Did he split that out? But
he did not.
He did not. Okay.
Yeah, it was.
I mean, he split out the bid though.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
His is split out as far as how much for the filling in the dirt and just fixing the steps is one charge.
What we
the
need
rails
to do
is another charge.
Compare concrete work and rails to the two. And do we have that capability?
The rails are the rails are done for each one.
Well, Baron was just fixing the step. He wasn't filling in the flower beds or tree beds.
Which I didn't ask for.
And so that discrepancy there.
I just got this one this morning.
Yes.
He sent it to me this morning. He didn't get it to me last week.
Okay, let me make sure I fully understand what we're doing here. We do have a bid from Baron mm-hmm. to do just the steps and the rails. And we have a bid from Graham. But does it separate out just
no.
the steps and rails? Does
no.
not?
No.
Okay.
It separates out the steps and filling
in
the
dirt.
And okay. filling in the flower beds in front. That's
so
what he is. His and Baron's are not the same as far as what they split out.
Okay. Well, what do y'all want to do? I mean, the obvious thing would be to hold off till we get apples to apples.
Right, exactly. Each one compared,
okay.
right?
Okay. Which is,
that makes sense.
Which is unfortunate because we don't know what the others have been. So,
yeah, exactly.
So then, Retta, this is yours. What would you like to do this for?
I mean, I would like to just go ahead and move forward with one of them. I mean, I sat down with each one of them and told them what we wanted to bid. And, I mean, we've already, you know, done an extension to get the second bid. And
so what was your recommendation today? I mean, the options are pick one or we'll hold off till next month, or next meeting, rather.
Do both bids are not just the steps, but it's also the railing. Is that correct?
Right, both of them have the railings built out separately, and then the concrete on the steps for Barron, and then Scott also included filling in the dirt areas with concrete.
Which, I mean,
which is substantial. That's quite a bit of money, I would think, for concrete.
Well, yeah, certain concrete's pretty expensive, but I mean, like I stated, I want to get the steps fixed right now.
Mm-hmm.
Because we don't know what we're going to wind up having to spin inside there. So if we could maybe put a don't go over price for fixing the steps, then we could take action today. But we don't know really from each of those, we don't know what just that is.
Mm-hmm. To be fair, we need to get with Scott and find out what it would be less the concrete for the
mm-hmm.
fill-in.
But, well, you could do that probably with both of them. Just let them tell us.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as being able to take action on that today, I guess then we could, right?
Not if we go that route.
It'd be sure. fair to both of them. Yeah, I mean, and that's just me. I mean, if everybody else wants to go
I
ahead
agree
and do
that,
all
I
that.
Think the steps are the priority at this point. That's the one they're,
right.
That's what's really important.
So then, is what you're asking is for Retta maybe to go back to both of them and say, okay, just give us a bid on the concrete work and the railing.
Well, that's my thinking on it.
Is that right?
About everybody else.
Sure.
The concrete and the railing or just the concrete?
Just the concrete.
Just
well,
the concrete.
When I say concrete, I mean concrete for the steps.
Yeah, but you keep saying railing.
Well, and there a handrail involved here too?
No.
No.
Not.
It's
no.
existing. This would just be kind
of fixing the broke off steps.
Okay.
The existing railing's compliant.
Mm-hmm.
It's ADA
yeah,
compliant.
Neither one of them are talking about replacing all that railing. They're talking about fixing the places that are already broke off on it, where people have backed into it. Both of them are.
Yes.
Are quoting putting in a bumper to keep people from being able to hit that ramp. And both of them have also priced the railing at the end where you come off the ramp. You have to turn to get down to the exit part of it. And it's not very obvious when you come down there that there's like a 4-inch drop from there.
Right.
And so, you know, Corby brought up whenever he came over there and gave the initial bid to put a rail down there. And they have both quoted that. So that you can
but
keep someone from falling off into the parking lot.
Our problem is we don't know what it would be for just that.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we're at. And I think what I'm hearing is you'd like to know what it would be just to do the steps,
mm-hmm.
correction on the
yeah.
steps. So I tend to agree with y'all. Let's get back with them.
Okay.
Make sure we're everybody's fair on that.
Okay.
And we certainly appreciate each of them taking the time, because I know that's a hassle to come up here and try to figure that out. So.
So one of you said that it'd be all right to put a limit on it. If we go at the $28.50, if he comes in under the $28.50, or would we go ahead and?
I don't know that would be appropriate because you know
they know what each one bid.
They know
yeah.
what the others bid, so I
yeah.
think we need to let them start over.
Okay.
To be correct on
yeah.
that.
And they probably know. I mean. They looked at it. They both looked, so they're going to know
okay.
what it would take just to fix those steps.
Okay. All right. So I think right now, then, what we need to do is no action on 21.
Okay.
And we'll come back to it at our next meeting. Item 22, the court considered possible to approve hiring contractors for interior doors for the Bridge Street Annex.
I'll make that motion.
Motion.
I'll make that second.
And Jack seconds. So I will now turn it over to you all to explain what we're doing.
Well, the second doors, when you walk in the front, the second doors were in the plan to lock.
Right.
They do not lock. Everybody blames everybody else. Bottom line is they do not lock. The best way to fix it, to be right, is new doors. Those are the original old doors. The locking mechanism that was purchased to install on that does not work on these old doors. So to install new doors, there was actually two bids, but we were only actually showed one, but I know what both of them were. The Wichita Glass bid $4,900 to replace the doors with a push bar and a pull handle on one side and the rod locking mechanism inside the channel. So what my thinking is on it, we'll just go ahead and have Wichita Glass do the new doors. The other bid was a couple thousand more from the other company. And we'll just go ahead and have them do that, because as it sits there now, it was in the plan, it's not locking. Cunningham Clark indicated they would give an $1,100 credit towards that.
Or the hardware that they
purchased. So the main thing right now is that we just get the door fixed, and you've got a bid here from Wichita Glass and Mirror. We'll just pay for it for now. And that way we've got the door fixed. And
well, at least, at the very least, have our $1,100 credit from Cunningham Clark.
Gotcha.
They're getting the money back for the hardware that they had bought for the old ones. That's okay. All that he indicated they would give us. So.
And this money would come from building and maintenance, I assume? I'm looking at Laura now for that one.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so that is your motion. And again, and Jack still seconds it. Any other discussion?
Now that $4,900, that's before the $1,100 credit, or that after?
Before.
That's before.
Okay.
It'll end up costing us $38.
Okay. I just want to make sure I was hearing you right. That's what I understood.
Okay. Any other discussion? Shall we, by general consent, approve? Seeing no objection, approve 5-0. Item 23, court considered possible approved certification of additional revenue in the amount of $23,141.60 for the Clay County Sheriff's Office, of which $22,715 will be placed in vehicle repair and maintenance. Budget line from the sale of vehicles previously approved for sale, and $426.60 to be placed in the fuel line for reimbursement of offender transportation. So we need a motion for that.
Mike.
Motion made by Jack.
Second.
Second by Ben. Any discussion on that?
How many of those, it was in there, but how many of those Tahoe's got sold for that?
I'd have to look at it, I'm not sure.
Okay.
But it was
nine,
some of that.
There was nine vehicles, but several of those were vehicles that were taken from illegal aliens.
Impound,
yeah. Nine vehicles brought 23,000.
Half of them were wrecked.
Yeah, those impounds were not too sure.
The Tahoe's we sold for right at like 200,000 miles. They were rough.
And got two, three or four of them had road had damage on them.
Transmissions that were going. One had a motor that was going.
Some of this money to go towards the upfitting of the new ones also?
Yes, that's the $22,715 was to pay the leftover.
Well, it said repair and maintenance. I didn't know if that meant.
I think that's where it's coming out of.
Because it was indicated we wouldn't have to come up with more money to upfit all the new ones, that all this money would go towards that.
It was four Tahoes.
Four.
Yeah, okay. So that was the what was left over, the amount that we still owed for the upfitting, the 22,715.
That will have all the new ones would be.
I'm not sure what the difference is on that. I think we were closer to about 30 is what we owed, but we still have a few Tahoes that need to sell to reach that number. And then the 426.60, that's a reimbursement from the state for transport inmates. From TDCJ. So we're getting about $20 per inmate to take one to Wichita. And then whatever unit we take them to, it's the IRS rate for mileage.
All right. Any other discussion?
So the under that 426 is getting reimbursed by the state.
Yes, so normally when an inmate gets sentenced, we take them to Wichita Falls. They do a regional pickup. Mm-hmm. So they pay like 18 something per inmate to pick them up. It's the IRS mileage.
So that 426 is included in that 23,000?
Yes,
and then it's
so we've got two different incomes here.
Yes.
Okay. I was trying to follow, but it looked like we was pulling out instead of...
No, okay. You just did a certification letter.
Okay.
Any other discussion? Shall we by general consent approve? Seeing no objections, approved 5-0. Item 24, court consider possible approve the Savins grant contract. This is an annual thing that we do. Savins is for victims program that we have at the jail. It's part of our computer program.
So I'm pretty sure every agency has this and it's pretty much approved across the board. So what it does is it's kind of like a little modem that we have at the office that they come and install, and it automatically communicates with our jail management system. And victims will sign up for it and say somebody's get sentenced, it'll tell them what they've been sentenced for or if they're going to get out of jail. And it even gets passed on to TDCJ. Say the guy gets 5 years, a month before they get out, they'll start sending the victim messages saying, hey, this guy's getting out, be prepared, stuff like that. It's like an automated system.
Right. And there is no charge to us. We basically, this is a grant that we get from,
right,
I can't remember what agency, but to pay for all this. And we're just saying, yeah, we can do that.
I'll make that motion.
Motion made by Ben, seconded by Jack. Any further discussion? Jack got the cart before the horse. I apologize for that.
Well.
Shall we by general consent approve? Seeing no objections, approved 5-0. Item 25, courts consider possible approval of the trade-in of a 2023 Mac AN640T serial number. You can see that purchased using partner's HGAC contract on a 2026 Mac AN640T. And you got the serial number there. So we need that motion.
I'll make the motion.
Motion made by Loretta.
Second.
Second by Jack. Now for discussion.
I have a 2023 Mac, and normally I would have thought about keeping it. There's been a lot of glitches in it that they haven't been able to fix, so I'm going to go ahead and trade that in on the same program. And because it is part of the government program, I don't have to go out for bids on it.
How many miles you got on that truck?
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Roundabout, you don't know?
I don't.
You got over 100 on it?
I probably have like 136, I want to say. 136, 166.
Okay.
Not exactly 100% sure.
It didn't seem like the what the trade-in was very good, what they're giving you for that.
That's what I was kind of asking about the miles, because I thought he was a little shy on what the resale value probably should have been on it.
Pretty weak.
They can double it.
Uh-huh.
They can double it.
So what I'm trading it in on is, and this one also has, the one that I had also had a really small tank in it. We would have to go and refuel if we made more than 4 trips a day. And like I said, we just had some issues with it. And this other one has dual tanks on it. And it just... seems to be a better truck. So.
Any other discussion? All right, shall we by general consent approve? Seeing no objections, approved, 5-0. Item 26, court consider possible approve the financing of the 2026 Mac 8614.
So I sent this out also. This is from, I would like to go with First National Bank. They've been really good to me. He sat down and gone over the numbers with me. And we decided to go with the 3-year because he thinks we're at least the percentages are going to drop back down to the 3%. At the end of that 3 years, and so that'll put my annual payments being $30,000, and then refinance it to 109.
What was the interest on that?
We need a motion.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
I'll make the motion.
Our motion is finance. Made by Jack and seconded by Loretta, I'm sure. Is that true?
Yes.
Okay. Now, I'm sorry. Now, Ben, discussion or?
I'll just
want to make sure we've got it.
What was the rate on that?
It is. I have it outlined earlier. I'm sorry.
Is it 5 1/4?
I don't think it's 5 1/4, but let me double check. It's 5.6.
5.6, okay.
Pretty much keeps me from being able to do anything. Calm down.
Any other discussion? Shall we, by general consent, approve? Seeing no objection, is approved, 5-0. Item 27, court consider possibly approve the grant agreement with Pretty Foundation for the Edwards Public Library. And I will make that motion to make sure you get one made.
Well, I'll second it to make sure you've got it.
We got it. So we're all right on track now. So the motion for the court is that we approve. I can tell you what we've got is we received a letter from Pretty Foundation. Dr. Sweat is, and this is not a grant that we applied for. This is one that they're just offering to us. So what we're saying is we will take their $30,000. Their stipulation is that we use it for the library and that we don't supplant the library budget because of it. We talked the other day about possible projects. I know that Jack and Norman, all of them are talking, and the board talking about possibly a new awning and new front for the library. So this might be useful for that. So we appreciate the Pretty Foundation and their support, the continued support. They've been a good friend for a long time, and we do appreciate them very, very much. So any other discussion? Shall we, by general consent, approve? Seeing no objection, is approved, 5-0. No other items on the agenda? Shall we, by general consent, adjourn? Seeing no objection, we are adjourned, 5-0.
Get right.
I doubt it.
Now we're going to look for some mistakes now. Yeah.